All right, you know what it's time for, don't you?
It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
I got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet, the aforementioned, in Broadview. True outlet prices every day. Check out the Edge. Stay the art kitchen and bath showroom. Didn't the guy just say that? Yes, he did, but I'm going to say it again, too. 19th caller, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, wins a $50 gift certificate.
Nice.
Checking in at
number five.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest pushes back at critics who have scolded the president for his response to what has been called the country's worst natural disaster since Hurricane Sandy. Superstorm Sandy, right? Isn't that what we have to call it now? Because they want a sequel. There is saying that it's an all too common temptation to focus on politics and optics.
I can tell you what the president's been focused on is the response on the ground and the people whose lives in Louisiana have been turned upside down by this terrible flooding event. And the response that you've seen from the federal government has been effective. And the president and the other members of his team that have operational responsibilities have been effective. And again, you don't just have to take my word for it. I would actually refer you to local officials in Louisiana who have said very positive things about the federal response, including Republicans, including the highest ranking Republican in Louisiana, who has built his political career, as far as I can tell, on colorfully criticizing the administration.
All right. Well, here's the problem. The politics and optics are such that Donald Trump did get a victory out of that. And it's not Barack Obama's job to defeat Donald Trump specifically, because he's the outgoing president. He just, you know, right off into the sunset.
Right. But optics is part of politics. And we all know that. I mean, you saw Hillary Clinton touring Zika impacted areas, talking to officials there. What's that about? It's to show this is on my radar.
Right.
I would look into this as president. I care about this. You know, it's messaging. And I suppose there's some truth to, well, okay, if people get it, that's just messaging, do you need to be there and take up the emergency crews that would need to be focused on the president's safety and arrival? That was the argument, like, you know, don't come now, come next week.
And you like to see them auditioning their empathy face, right? That's what they're doing.
There's some truth to that.
Yeah, they
there
go
really
out
is.
And they just, it's like, if I were president, I would do this. I would take a toy off of a truck and hand it to another guy who'd hand it to another guy.
He didn't do very well with the babies, though. You're supposed to hug and kiss the babies on the campaign trail. Trump hasn't done that well.
They have colds. They have colds.
I did notice listening to Josh Earnest today, he kind of reminded me of your President Obama impression, because he's starting to talk like the president a little bit, where he goes up at the end of every sentence when he was talking about Zika and the House Republicans have not funded it and they've gone off to vacation and they're doing that little thing where they go up. Josh was like the end of each sentence.
Call it the Obama upglide?
Mm-hmm. There it is.
So this is the this is an interesting thing, though, because, you know, Trump, again, had a pretty good weekend, and then Kellyanne Conway was like, we're not going to talk about deportation forces. That was the old Trump. Mm-hmm. I just think it's fascinating what Trump has done, which makes him
number four.
Today on Fox and Friends, he's denying reports that he is changing his stance on illegal immigration following this weekend meeting with national Hispanic leaders. I think he had that on Saturday. We sat down. Okay, I'm going to listen very intently. And he always has an expression on his face like he's disinterested. But I guess in these smaller meetings, he like engages people, and he's very charming one on one. And so that he seemed to wow the crowd at this meeting, and he listened intently and he took notes. And now, are they going to rethink what they're doing? And if he rethinks what they're doing, doesn't that lose his base? So he goes on Fox News just to stem the tide.
I will tell you, we're dealing with people. We have to be very firm. We have to be very, very strong when people come in illegally. We have a lot of people that want to come in through the legal process. It's not fair for them. And we're working with a lot of people in the Hispanic community to try and come up with an answer.
So you're not flip-flopping?
No, I'm not flip-flopping. We want to come up with a really fair but firm answer. It has to be very firm.
Real
but
quick,
we want to come up with something fair.
See, now what's interesting about this is Fox, which is the Fox Morning Show and Sean Hannity, mm-hmm. have been very, very, very favorable to him.
Sure. He's been a guest on both of those shows, probably more than any other shows.
That's the only show he does now, only shows he does. And Hannity is now an advisor, an unpaid advisor to the Trump campaign, by his own admission.
That's
so
sort of odd.
That's its own circumstance. But so Trump is, you know, he's on the morning show, and they gave him the pass. They didn't ask him specifically, okay, well, how are you changing it? What is it? And they asked, are you flip-flopping? He says, no, I'm not flip-flopping, but that's not. But if you're changing it, then that's the definition of a flip-flop. If you're at least going backwards on this
deportations or
deportation forces, mm-hmm. which is, you know, people going around and
knocking on doors,
right, getting people out of their homes, which is what he promised early on in the campaign. And, you know, this, especially when he was in Colorado and Arizona and California and places where people really seem to like that, Texas, where people were, you know, people were like, yeah.
Well, he's supposed to give a major immigration policy speech, they're saying, sometime this week, potentially Thursday.
But now he's no longer doing that.
He's postponing it, according to CNN and others, that's not happening. But at some point, given all this posturing about it, you think he'd have to come forward with what the new idea is.
His campaign is saying he's not doing it. His campaign said, no, this is fundraising only in Colorado. We are not doing an immigration speech on Thursday.
Probably a good idea.
Which had been leaked earlier. So we're retooling it, okay? I'm retooling. But wait a second. You know who I really don't like?
Who?
I don't like that Huma Abedin.
But what about the fact that Huma Abedin, who knows every single thing about Hillary Clinton, she knows more about Hillary than Hillary knows, and she's married to a pervert sleaze named Anthony Weiner, who will send anything that he has out over Twitter or any other form of getting it out. I mean, she's married to Anthony Weiner. She knows everything that Hillary Clinton is doing, and she's married to a guy that has no control over himself.
I thought you should be taking aim at Hillary Clinton at this point. Isn't she the opponent here? But it feels like he gets caught up in the details of going personally brutal on so many other ancillary people.
I love the fact that he's criticizing Huma Abedin for being on Twitter when he couldn't stay off Twitter this morning to go after Mika Brzezinski
right.
on Morning Joe because she said something he didn't like.
He didn't like it at all. So he went after her. It was like a series of tweets today. But one of the things that was lost in all of this is he also attacked the Clinton Foundation, calling it the most corrupt enterprise in political history. And you would think that could be a talking point for him, given the new scrutiny with the new emails coming out about the Clinton Foundation.
And very quickly, in a taped interview with Fox's Ainsley Earhart, Mike Pence, the vice presidential nominee, couldn't help but chuckle with a repeated Trump's promise to win the entire African-American vote next time around.
Has he been including you in some of these decisions?
Donald Trump and I talk every day and sometimes several times a day. I think the American people know the person that's running Donald Trump's campaign for president is Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is telling the African-American community, I am the guy for you. And he says by 2020, he's going to have 95% of the African-American support. Why are you laughing?
Well, that's Donald Trump. Look, he has a heart for every American. And he also, he's a truth teller. He speaks the truth.
Okay. You know what? I'll have what he's having. Any guy who could sit there with a straight face and pull that off and say, yes, the man is a truth teller. Did you see the ginned up sincerity that Mike Pence just, did you hear that? That he just attempted? Yes, no, absolutely.
I'm sure Tom Kaine is saying the same thing. Is it Tom? Tim Kaine. Saying
we haven't heard from him since.
I know we haven't. He's not been extremely vocal or out there.
I just think that Mike Pence, it's one thing. Everybody knows what their role is. It's very simple on the Clinton train what you do. You just get up there and you just say whatever you're going to say. Just keep it political and keep it vague. The problem is people have to respond to the very acute angles that are taken by Donald Trump. And then all these politicians who are not used to having to, you know, change by 90 degrees or 120 degrees or whatever on an answer, or 180 degrees in some cases, then they all have to do these incredible verbal gymnastics to get out of whatever Donald Trump just set them up for. and then Mike Pence is like the perfect guy for this because he's a guy who's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, all right.
You know, because
I got this.
You just gin up sincerity when that happens. You know, he wants to help everyone. Yeah, okay. All right, here's Violetta with the WGN Traffic Travel Spots.
Baseball season, it's in full swing, and the Chicago Tribune has put together the ultimate crosstown showdown. Head to chicagotribune.com/greatest. Vote for Chicago's greatest baseball players of all time, presented by Wintrust.
Top five continues, checking in at
number three.
Jimmy Butler just won an gold medal at the Rio Olympics. Congratulations to him. Mm-hmm. But he just also told ESPN that, you know, I don't know about this basketball. I think I should have been a football player.
On this team right now, which players realistically could be in the NFL and why?
Me. Like, I'm very serious. And I think if you were to ask people that aren't haters, which everybody on this team is, it'd be me because I'm fast and I have great hands. I can really catch. I think I'm really good at it. I could probably take Demaryius Thomas' spot, Antonio Brown's spot.
Wow.
Now, what's interesting about that is, like, rock stars and actors. Rock stars always want to be actors. Actors always want to be rock stars.
That's true.
And the same is true of football and basketball players. You talk to guys who are currently wide receivers in the NFL. They're like, man, I wish I was in the NBA. Well, because they don't get hit in the NBA like they do. But then the guys in the NBA are like, man, I was so cool to be a football player. I wish I could be a wide receiver. So it's an interesting thing.
Well, you saw Jordan go baseball, right? And then
Tim Tebow is going to baseball,
well, right?
Tim Tebow hasn't ever played baseball since eighth grade, so I don't think he's really actually going to.
You know, they're tremendous athletes. It kind of feels like you might be able to make it in the other one.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, just sort of like, hey.
Although, wouldn't you love to see Usain Bolt in a Bears uniform just for one play?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Dan Patrick asked Tony Dungy about that. I think it was yesterday's broadcast. He's like, yeah, I would just clear out one side of the field for him, tell him to sprint down the sideline and throw it as far as he can.
And they tried that with Willie Gault. Right. I mean, you know, to some success. Willie wasn't exactly the best catcher of balls, but he certainly got free a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and let's see. Now at
number two.
People.
Oh, boy.
What?
People who need people.
Barbra Streisand is mad at Apple, but not for music. Not because of the Apple Store, no. Because Siri doesn't know how to pronounce her name.
She pronounces my name wrong.
Notice
Streisand
that.
With a soft S, like sand on the beach. I've been saying this for my whole career. And so what did I do? I called the head of Apple, Tim Cook. And he delightfully agreed to have Siri change the pronunciation of my name, finally, with the next update on September 30th. So let's see if that happens, because I will be thrilled.
No big deal. Call Tim Cook.
Yeah, of course. The excess is, I guess, unsurprising. But then all the techies are going crazy because they're asking, did she just leak the iOS 10 release date?
Okay.
Does she leak something, or everyone's talking? Well, did she learn something from Tim Cook that we didn't know?
Yes. Chill out, geeks.
I hate those updates.
This is just about her.
I do too.
This is about her the pronunciation of her name. Well, let's see. This is the way Siri has been doing it.
Barbra Streisand.
Streisand. Oh, Streisand.
Yeah, it's more the Z sound. Streisand. Rather than sand.
She pronounces everything wrong. Just get with it, Barbara.
Right. No, but she's Barbara. I will be so happy when I get that sound.
Classic Barbara.
Yeah. How about that? I'd like to call and talk about some other things about Siri. Get Tim Cook on the blower for me, would you, Jim?
Let's see if we can get him. We should ask Siri how she says Rokan. Make sure it's correct, because we got to call that in. If not,
yeah. Can you find that? Can you record that for me?
Let's check that out.
Yeah, find out how she says Rokan. Let's see what happens there. It's all one word. Like
or how she
else.
Says Violetta.
Mm-hmm. We need to let Tim Cook know. I mean, we'll just check it all out. Make sure it's all correct.
And then call him. Tim!
Someone
it's
sure
one
pick
T.
up the phone.
Rokan from the Rokan Show with Anna Blondes right here on WGN. Listen, Tim!
Who?
Timmy!
Who?
And then I'm grabbing the phone. No, no, no. Let's let Violetta.
I jumped out of an airplane, you know.
The top five at five.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second. What are we doing there? Here we go.
Number one.
In an interview with Matt Lauer, Ryan Lochte, woo! We'll talk about this next. This is a little tease for what we're going to talk about. Took, quote, full responsibility. Really? I'm not sure he did.
I took away from their accomplishments about this story, about me being immature for one night. I took away from
one
that
night.
And
yeah.
That's what I think hurts me the most is that all that everyone's just watching my immature tantics, and I'm embarrassed.
Dude,
bro,
I've got immature tantics.
Sick interview, bro.
Hey, you know what? It was so cool because I got Lauer to fall for the whole like I'm crying, dude.
Oh, deal. Classic, classic.
Bro. Oh, pow. Fist bump.
Is anybody else feeling for him at this point? I think he's suffering
for
his crimes. I mean, what he did was stupid, but now he's lost his endorsements. He's paid a fine or he's given money to a charity, and mm-hmm. he's probably going to have a price to pay with U.S. Swimming as well.
Has he paid money to a charity, or is it Ralph
Lauren?
Speedo
gave the 50
grand. That would have went to Lockheed.
Would have been his.
Part of his endorsement went to a charity.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tantics.
I got tantics. Yeah, that's right. I had all my tantics were bad. That's like when you do something bad, right? A tantic?
I don't know, bro.
I don't know either. It's better not to know.
Totally.
Cool.
Gnarly.
You know what? You guys are going to make fun of me on the other side, too, aren't you? I can just tell.
Bro.
Fist bump.
The top five at five.